This loosely formed group may not have officers and bylaws, but they are passionate about efforts by the legislature to speed up iron ore mine permitting. Carl Sack is a student at UW-Madison and counts himself as a member of Madison for the Pinokies. The Pinoki Range is the site of a proposed $1.5 billion iron ore mine.
No matter what amendments they make to this bill, it's so toxic it has to be thrown out entirely and they have to start over. That's why we're calling this protest Bury the Bill, because it doesn't matter what anybody does to it to change it, it's going to damage our environmental regulations and local control.
Amy Mandlock runs the Madison-based Grassroots Leadership College. She says their connections with northern Wisconsin activists date back to efforts to stop a zinc and copper mine near Crandon in the 1990s. She says having operations in Madison are critical.
It's essential to have folks here on the ground who can be doing the work and getting folks to the hearings down here and in arranging things like the rally that's going to be happening next Wednesday, doing the on-the-ground support work.
Jacob Barnes of Woodman says they've invited 2,400 people to the protest. He says it's important for southern Wisconsin to connect with the northern part of the state.
We're all connected. We all benefit from clean water. We are all affected by bills like this.
The Assembly Mining Regulation Bill is expected to get a vote Thursday. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.